Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 22nd and 23rd, 2003.
Nazarene, my chat friend Diane in Wisconsin is back with this question. Why did the king in Ruth not completely turn over the law saying all the Jews were to be killed? Why did he only say they could fight back?
Well, Alora, you have to understand the people of that time to really understand the answer to that question. You see, in those days, when a king made a proclamation, he couldn't take it back. Whatever way he worded it, it had to be exactly fulfilled. So once this king had said all the Jews have to be killed, then he couldn't change it. He couldn't take it back. So he had to find some way of getting around it. So he found a way of getting around it and getting rid of those people that had tricked him at the same time by saying that the Jews could fight back, and if the people couldn't kill them, that was their problem. And then he gave the Jews weapons and leadership, and the Jews killed the people that had set him up and tricked him into making this decree and solved his problem for him. You see, these old leaders had to be very, very tricky, Alora, in order to survive because of the political systems that they had at that time. And when they wanted to undo something, they had to find very clever ways of doing it. And this king found a clever way of doing it and helping the people of God and helping himself at the same time. These people knew what they were doing, Alora, and knew it was better to be on God's side. It would surely be wonderful if the people of today understood it was far better being on God's side than being his enemy.
Smart people, Nazarene, and I agree. I also wish there were more like that today.
We're making some progress, Alora. We can dream, we can really dream that someday people are going to come forth and support our work and save the world. We keep on trying. We're pretty stubborn.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? We love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net. Nazarene, Diane in Wisconsin sends another question. What exactly are the books of Apocrypha? Why were they rejected as authentic?
Well, you know, Alora, we get these questions and we sometimes wonder. They were rejected because they were fake. Many, many books that were supposedly part of the Bible were fake. People wrote them that knew nothing about the people and the circumstances that took place whatsoever. They only wrote them to put their own religious ideas into Christian teaching. And this is why they were rejected. I wish the book of Revelations had been rejected too. It would have saved us a lot of problems. But we have this problem, Alora, over and over again. Some religious leader wants to put his teachings into Christianity, and he sets down and writes a book that is totally fraud, totally lies, and makes it a part of Christian teaching, and says, oh, this is a revelation from God. This is the truth of God now revealed, and everybody's got to follow this new revelation, though it's totally opposite from everything that was ever taught before. God teaches love and respect. He gave the Ten Commandments. Somebody else comes along and says, no, God teaches pick up the sword and go kill everybody that won't worship him. And the people start following this person and going out and doing just the opposite of what God told them to do because somebody wrote another part of the Bible. This is the problem with many, many books, Alora.
That's too bad, Nazarene. Some people are just too greedy. They can't leave good things alone.
That's why God has to send his messengers, Alora, like you and Demetrius, to go out and tell the people over and over again what God really wants and what is true. We don't know what we'd do without people like you.
We'll be back again.